Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 30th of October, cloudy, rainy morning here in Auroville on 26 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect a heavy morning thunderstorm, otherwise cloudy, heavy thunderstorms this afternoon, and watch for flooding. Over the night a shower or heavy thunderstorm this evening, followed by a shower or thunderstorm in spots late. Chance on precipitation on 94%, and chance on thunderstorm on 41%. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 25 to high of 28 with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 70%. Scheduled Tuesday, 31st of October, general meeting to discuss Yutling's hive and the pump house is postponed on 14th of November. Residents Assembly Service informs us that the general meeting to discuss the hive project and the pump house community concern regarding it has been postponed from October 31st to November 14. Working Committee informs us that we have received a letter from Regional Registration Officer Pondicherry objecting to a person holding a tourist visa giving a workshop in Auroville and others holding tourist visa attending that workshop. The error stated that these activities are in contravention of their visa status. The matter has been taken up with the Secretary of Auroville Foundation. In the meantime, Working Committee requests all Aurovillians and Auroville units not to allow anyone holding a tourist visa to give or to attend workshop. From L'Avenir d'Auroville comes information on road repairs and new road opening starting at the end of October along two main axes. One between the tar road from Eda and Chavadi to Kotakarai and visitor center entrance, paving the present earth track, and second one, visitor center to kindergarten, removal of worn-off pavers and the replacements, and complete removal of the speed breakers. Third, the kindergarten to Sola kitchen roundabout, completion of the missing link and the wearing course with pavers. And fourth, between the tar road from Kulapalam to Eden Chavadi and Sola kitchen roundabout, one stretch of the radial near Carriage will be built over 920 meters. A street will be built from the radial to Sola kitchen roundabout. The wearing course will be made of poured earth concrete. This project has been announced in July 2017 in news and notes. And fifth, Sola kitchen roundabout. This roundabout is being redesigned and redimensioned to fit with acceptable Indian standards. The work on the radial is done in collaboration between L'Avenir d'Auroville, the Road Service, Auroville Earth Institute and Aqua Engineer. It has received the support of Secretary and Undersecretary of the Auroville Foundation. The work is necessary and urgent in view of visit of the Prime Minister in February 2018. For security reasons, all speed breakers need to be removed. They will be replaced after the visit by removable ones in order to avoid future inconvenience and costly expenditure when VIPs are visiting Auroville. A study is ongoing looking at the traffic separators and other security features of the road, bringing them in harmony with proper norms. Signage, as per Indian and international standards, will be introduced. The road service will announce in advance the dates of commencement of each phase of this work. And all concerned Aurovillians are requested to collaborate positively in this massive effort. Since the monsoon is here, also there's no scheduled cultural events, but however, on 5th of November, which is Sunday, we are invited by Earth and Us to a happiness workshop between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Bhumika in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, International Zone. Workshop signifies the shift from momentary pleasures to lasting bliss through restructuring the mind with the simple techniques and gradually building enabling living patterns. And as they are saying, happiness is a skill, learn it. Cost of the workshop is 400 rupees and you need to register on +91 948 675 0671. we already have announcement on January 28, 2018, when Sri M will be commencing Walk of Hope through Oroville and the surrounding villages. Sri M is a social activist, educator and spiritual guide who grew up in Kerala and then spent few years wandering through the Himalayas in search of a higher truth. Sri M was walked kilometers in the name of peace in India and abroad. In line of the project of restorative circles, they have asked him to come and walk with us in and around Oroville and the surrounding villages as invocation for peace within and without. Dr. Karan Singh is also a good friend of Sri M, and he is very happy to know that Walk of Hope will take place in Oroville. The Oroville Library of Things has been operating for 6 months and it's gradually developing into a useful service for the community. They intend to paint the alert container and create an online database of available items. They're also going to buy new items for the library. But before they do that, they would like to hear from us what particular items we would like to be able to borrow. Earth on Us has funded this initiative through its savings so far. But to support it, you can contribute by offering things that you do not use very often, or you can make a donation to Alot's financial account 252488. On 4th and 5th of November at Aha School Oroville, we are invited to an exploration of community schooling, being inclusive of adults, children or all stakeholders in the schooling of the child, facilitated by Arun and Purima from Marudam School from Tiruvannamalai. When we talk about holistic education, we are also talking about child's inherent capacity to learn by themselves. But should children be left alone completely, or is adult guidance a must for their growth? If guidance is important, how much facilitation and in what way should the right kind of facilitation happen? The adult's role therefore becomes threefold, of being an observer, a participant, and facilitator. This leads to questions like, how does one create a culture of observation? How to build an observation and turn it into concrete learning? At what moment does one adult engage as participant along with the child, and when as facilitator to the child? When does participation become inference? Exploring these questions and more through Marudam experience, as well as experience of the participants, through discussion and carrying out activities. If you have any questions, you can write to Krishna McKenzie at oroville.org. And here are some announcements. Mark's Cafe team informs us that from this month, November, they will also be open on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Laffy Scene informs us that they will be closed on Wednesday, 1st of November, because Omani, one of their lifeguards, is getting married, and they wish him all the best. And they thank us for our understanding. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, there were screen meditations on Savitri, Book 4, The Book of Birth and Quest, Canto 1 to 4. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian drama comedy, Hotel Salvation, made in India in 2017 by writer and director Subhashish Bhutiani. Tomorrow, Italian romance, At War for Love, made in Italy in 2016 and directed by Piff. On Wednesday, interesting documentary, After Winter, made in India and directed by Sohini Dasgupta. And the mother wrote, "Let us give ourselves entirely and sincerely to the Divine, and we shall enjoy His protection." Thank you for listening us, or you can contact us on oroville.org.